Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, our theme for today is acceptance is not the opposite of resistance. So rest back in reality, recognizing that there is no person here to be speaking, and there is no person here to be listening. All is one, all is self, all is God, consciousness, pure awareness. So let's get empty. Let's recognize the emptiness that is our natural self. So follow a breath in and be aware of a breath going out. Letting go of things to do for today or the to-do list for tomorrow. Let drop ideas for the future. Just following the breath. Aware of it coming in and aware of it going out. Setting aside all that is past memories. Following a breath, letting all feelings and sensations, letting them go, letting them pass by like a cloud. Don't touch anything. Aware of it being presented, aware of it passing on. Do not engage any thoughts. Just leave them aside for now. Being empty is your nature. Even leave I am, letting go, leaving I. Leaving God, setting aside the ideas of gaining any some new knowledge. Just letting it be. They'll all be there after. You are just here now, resting in the emptiness of your being. Just resting there. So, here's some questions for you. So, why is it that you listen to teachers? And why do you read spiritual books? And why do you meditate? What is it you are looking for? What is it that you want? What do you expect to gain or to gather from seeking? And why do you weep? For you are already here. You are already what you are. Rest in your natural self. Has it not yet been recognized that you are already the unborn, formless, infinite essence? O Eternal One, you are all life. Has it not been recognized? Well, good news. It does not need to be accepted. You do not have to accept that you are the presence of God. You do not have to accept that you are the unborn, formless, infinite one. You do not have to accept that you are the very infinite life that is. You do not have to accept it. Because it already is. It already is. But what is it that makes you think that it is not already complete? What makes you believe you are not already here as pure awareness, as God consciousness? Look, take a look. What makes you think that you are not already what you are seeking? So ultimately, there is no you to accept the truth about your being. There is no you not to accept the truth about your being. There is no you to not accept the truth about your being. Thoughts rise up, and you believe the thoughts, perhaps. But that which you think is accepting those thoughts as truth does not exist. That is another thought. So if you think that you have to somehow work hard to accept the reality of your being that already is, and perhaps you are wondering why you don't accept it, then you are the dreamer of being a doer of acceptance or non-acceptance. Say that again. If you think you have to work hard to accept the reality of your being as the very presence of God, and you may be wondering why you don't accept it, And since there is no you to accept it or not accept it, then all of that hard work is of a dreamer who is dreaming of being the doer to accept or non-accept the reality of his being. If you believe you have a choice to accept who you are or resist who you are dreaming. There is no such person. Like water, it does not need any acceptance to be wet. Okay? It doesn't need acceptance to be what it already is. Okay? And the waves do not need acceptance to rise up out of the ocean. Okay? They are just being waves, that's what they do. Okay? And the sun does not need acceptance to shine. It is just being what it is. There is no sun there to accept that it's going to shine today or not accept it's going to shine today. It is being what it is. Okay. Now, actually, you are the very presence of acceptance. It is the nature of life. It is natural to accept all that life is. Natural to the self. Natural to the presence. And if thoughts come in and say, well, I accept this, but I'm not going to accept that, and you are watching the dreamer, there's no such presence to accept or not accept. Acceptance is not something that you do. There is no doer. Acceptance is what you are. The embracement of all that is your oneness of being. It is natural. So acceptance is what you are. Open arms to all life and all that life is. That's your nature. Okay. Now, acceptance is not the opposite of resistance, not duality. But if you see it as duality, that these are opposites, Rather than acceptance being my nature, I look out there and I create this idea, this sense, this feeling of duality. So if I see this as duality, then I will effort to get rid of resistance. Because the personal idea wants all to be comfortable, all things to be sweet and joyful. And there is a tendency to resist what is not comfortable and joyful and sweet and cute and pretty. Okay. So acceptance and resistance is not a duality. Resistance is only a thought. It's not real. We make it real by making the stories around it. The reality that is present is that the infinite acceptance of your naturalness is what is. And resistance is a thought from the personal idea. And the personal idea, I have the right, I guess, to accept or not accept. That's thoughts of the dreamer. Everybody's still with me. Now, a really big uncomfortableness is what happens when I see clearly that I am not a person. What will I be? And even though you go along studying, okay, and meditating, because something says, I want to know who I am. And something says, I must seek this understanding. But then a thought comes in, then this something says, whoa, not so fast. I don't want to awaken in the next 60 seconds. Give me about 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years. I don't want to. That's a little scary, right? So not so fast. I need to really take time with this. I need to get it right. It has to be perfect. And it's a little unknown. So I need to get all the knowingness that I can so I can set aside some of this fearfulness. So let me read some more and study some more so I get the knowledge and dispel this fearfulness of not being a person. I need to take time with this. I need to take time to do my practices. And maybe even look at some other ways to do this. Okay. That's not uncommon to believe those thoughts. It almost seems natural to fear the unknown. But you, the unborn formless, is not unknown to itself. It only seems to be unknown to you because you rely on thoughts to define who you are. And thoughts cannot do it. And then it becomes some confusing or becomes frustrating. Those are but the thoughts. So it is only the thoughts that come up to slow down the discovery of the deep knowing that is already within you. I am God. The knowing is already within you, okay, which means we'll never find it in a book or a class or a talk or a meditation, or perhaps meditation if you go in as yourself and set aside all else. So there's nothing to accept, nothing to resist. But you can try, wait, let me restate that. The person idea can try to accept all that life is. But that would be trying to do something. Okay? You're in a spiritual high. I want to accept all life. I want to embrace all life. I want to be what I am. Hallelujah. But there is no doer. And this personal idea that you think you are would be trying to do something about the feeling of resistance or even acceptance. Again, it's the personal idea that takes up the trying. You are aware of it, you watch it, you see it, but you don't have the space for the watching. You've closed it and you think that you are doing it. Open that space. Here I am, awareness, but I'm watching this show of a person, a personal idea attempting to resist what it already is. And I'm watching this show, I'm aware of this happening of a person idea attempting to accept. But acceptance is your nature. It's not something that you can decide I'm going to do or decide I'm not going to do. Again, that would be like the water attempting to accept or maybe not accept that it's wet. but it already is. There's nothing to be done about it. The sun's nature is to shine. Your nature is being the very presence of God, of pure consciousness. That is yourself. The shining sun is itself. The wet water is itself. It is by nature that it is. So if the feeling or the sensation of resistance presents itself, do not claim it as, I am resisting. No, step back. Red flag, red flag. Okay. Because I just spoke the words, I am resisting. Red flag, red flag, step back. Where is the God that is resisting? Show me the God that is resisting. You claimed I am. That is the name of God, I. So is God claiming that it is resisting? Show me this God that is resisting. You've used the magic words, I am. There's a feeling of resistance being presented to your infinite awareness. If it's in your awareness, it doesn't mean that you are to claim it. If it is presented to your awareness, it doesn't mean that you are to claim it. It is a feeling, a sensation, a thought passing before your infinite pure awareness. Do not claim it. Just bless it and let it go on its way. Acceptance is your nature, and resistance is but a feeling. Okay. So acceptance is your being, and it flows from the heart naturally. So, if there are negative thoughts or actions, do not go off on a trip of picking up all of the judgments and all of the unkindness towards yourself for being in a place of being negative or unkind or having thoughts and actions. You have to be in that place. If there are negative thoughts and if there are negative actions, rather than beating up the presence of God for letting those thoughts rise up, recognize all is well. All is well. What the heck is wrong with a negative thought? What does that mean anyway? That's for you to ponder. But it is the same if there are opposite thoughts and actions. All is well there as well. And that is the knowing. That is your knowing that you're seeking. If there are negative thoughts and actions coming forth from within this body mind, all is well. And if there are positive thoughts and positive actions coming forth from within this body mind, all is well. I need not effort to change either one of those. That is the knowing. No matter the appearance, all is well. So do not let thoughts of judgment for good or bad distract you. It is an old habit of believing what thoughts seem to be saying. So set it aside. Do not be distracted from your heart. Do not be distracted from your being. Do not be distracted from what you already are. It's in the distractions that you think that you're not what you already are. Set the thinking aside. Okay. And the kicker is you do not create the thoughts that you are aware of. No thought, ever thought, can be claimed as my thought. You do not create the thoughts that you are aware of. Write that down. Because there is such a habit of believing and claiming these are my thoughts and they're not good thoughts, they're bad thoughts, they're not helpful thoughts, they're whatever they're saying. Because the thoughts rise up from within consciousness. So they are not your personal thoughts. You do not create them. You are not a creator. You are the presence of awareness. You are aware of thoughts. You did not create the thoughts, and they're not yours. So these thoughts rise in consciousness. So everyone has access to being aware of them. And say there's a thought going by of racism. Okay. That's a thought rising in consciousness. Many pick that up, begin to believe it. And then their thoughts and actions are based on that thought that is not even their thought. It's just arising in consciousness. The healing is to let it pass. The healing is to see these are not my thoughts. Can look at them as opportunities of seeing clearly. A lot of opportunities with thoughts to see clearly. Okay. Remember, you do not create the thoughts. You are not a creator. You are the presence of pure awareness. So they rise in consciousness, and if you do not engage them, they drift back away, as they always do. So the truth, the reality is, you are already here. You are already presence. And it doesn't matter what thoughts you may be believing. You can believe all along, I'm not here yet. But you are. So the question would be, why do I accept any thoughts whatsoever that try to state and claim that I am not here yet? That's the question, if there needs to be one. But all of the answers are going to be thoughts as well. So take that to the heart and just let it dissolve. So it really doesn't matter what you feel that you are believing, because you are already present as the one self. So just as there's no clouds that can get rid of the sun that is really shining brightly. Can look like it, like where did the sun go? Didn't go anywhere. Oh, it's just those thoughts are just clouds passing. Thoughts are like clouds passing. If you accept that the cloud is a reality and it's going to stay there, and I believe that, I might not see the sun again, but it is like that with the thoughts. They are there passing by, and we reach out and grab one and bring it in and play with it, and we hone it, and we believe it, and we justify it, and we do all these things, and all the while it's just a dream. So just as a cloud cannot get rid of the sun, it is the same that there is no thought that can get rid of the reality that you are the infinite formless presence right now. In the breath that enters the body, or the breath that is leaving the body, even if the eyes are seeing the walls and the paintings and the windows and the trees, even as the eyes are seeing the trees, you are the very presence, the infinite reality of awareness now. In that seeing, in that hearing, in that breath, right now. Now I am. Now I am. I am I. Right now. No matter any feelings, no matter any thoughts, no matter what is going on that you are aware of, you are not that. You are the presence that is aware of that. And you are that here and now. No thought can get rid of the reality that you already are. Or you can pretend and you can play with it, and you can even insist that I'm not here right, not yet. But all of those thoughts cannot get rid of the reality that you are here right now. So, if any thoughts rise about thinking that there is a you that's going to work hard to accept the truth about yourself, stop right now. Let all of that go. Okay. That is definitely a red flag waving at you. Okay. There is no you to do any accepting. What is already is. And there isn't even a you to accept having a milkshake or a hot fudge sundae. It is just a happening that you, the presence, are aware of. Think about that. Put that on your list of ponderments today. There is no you to be doing anything. And there is no you to accept. And there is no you to resist. Contemplate today. Where is the one that accepts and where is the one that resists? Or is it just a feeling passing by that I'm saying is real? Take a look. Look. You have to look at these things. Not just accept a thought. Thoughts are nothing but opportunities to see them as nothing. So I encourage you to challenge some of these thoughts that come that lead you down the rabbit hole. You are already here. Remain empty and be still. Follow a breath in. Follow a breath out. Aware of a breath coming in, neither accepting it nor resisting it, just aware of the breath coming and going. It just is. Where? So how does that feel? All right. Any comments? Any? Yes, love.
This was so clarifying for me.
It's okay.
Thank you.
So we'll leave you to ponder, to rest in this, to be still with this. So we'll be done with this for now. Okay. So let us pray. Most beloved self, why is there weeping in fear and frustration? You are already here. Most beloved, why is there sorrow at the sights and sounds? You are already here. Be not downhearted, for you are the happiness of all life. Oh, joyful self, dry the tears. You are already here. Amen. Om Namaste.